At 6:06, it is clear and 69 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 88 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The mayoral race in Tulsa is to be nonpartisan, but it is getting rather difficult to tell. A group of Republicans announced their support for mayoral candidate Kathy Taylor, a week after former Republican councilman Bill Christensen said he would not endorse Dewey Bartlett.
The candidates seem to have different views on how party plays into this contest, with Dewey Bartlett saying politics is always part of an election, and Taylor saying it's about leadership.
If somebody can talk about their party affiliation and try to get somebody from the other party to say something, well, that's what they do.
We just want to say that it doesn't matter in a nonpartisan race if you're a Republican, you're independent, or a Democrat. She's the best leader for our city.
Taylor has pointed out several Republicans' lack of support for Bartlett recently, and Bartlett has touted his endorsement by several conservative individuals and groups. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Osage Nation will hire more than 200 people in the next month. Tribal spokesman Chris Barton says it's the result of expanding gaming operations at Skytook and Ponca City.
We're hiring over 200 positions for those properties, and anywhere from managers to general guest representatives, to housekeeping, to restaurant servers.
He says you can apply online or at two upcoming job fairs. The Skytook job fair is a week from tomorrow. The Oklahoma Health Department says a second person has died of West Nile this year in Oklahoma. A spokeswoman for the agency says the latest victim was a Garfield County man who was more than 80 years old. She says the man was hospitalized when he died. The IMSA board approves a new contract with a paramedic firm. The ambulance service will be switching from Paramedics Plus to AMR. IMSA board chair Clay Bird says most employees will not be impacted.
99% of the employees will be retained. It'll be the same thing, and they're in the process right now of making the transition from Paramedics Plus over to AMR. As far as the citizens, there shouldn't be any changes at all.
The IMSA board, however, wants the Tulsa City Council to follow Oklahoma City's example and to expand the length of time crews have to reach an emergency. A two-minute increase in that time would save the service $20 million over a five-year period. There is an ongoing investigation of the Tulsa County Election Board. Now, sources say it involves allegations that Assistant Board Secretary Shelley Boggs double-dipped by doing work for the state, but not taking time off from the county. While saying he can't name names, Tulsa County Undersheriff Tim Albin confirms the investigation is underway.
We're not sure if there's a violation of law or policy or anything. And this is going to take some time because we've got to talk to state officials that are in Oklahoma City. We've got to go to the archives and gather some documents. And so we're just really starting down this path. And it's going to take some time.
Boggs insists she was following instructions from the state and did everything correctly. County officials confirm she did notify them of the work for the state as required by county policy. One man is dead, two more hospitalized this morning after a shooting last night in a garage near 71st in South Sheridan. Police say a car pulled up to a house. There was a disagreement of some sort. Shots were fired, and then the car pulled away. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice, a high today of 88. Rain chances increase. Tonight will be down to 72 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, rain most of the day and a high of 78. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 69. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.